This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
All right, Dakota, it's 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. 10 out of 10 patients with congenital deafness had their hearing restored in a new children's gene therapy trial.
Children is congenital? Like from birth, is it?
I believe so.
I'm just not sure. I never hear it used in a positive connotation.
A condition or trait that is present at birth, yes.
Okay, all right.
So being, yeah.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
That's a big deal. That is huge.
That's major.
I mean, think of it. It used to be like if you went deaf at some point in your life, maybe they could reverse part of that.
Right.
But if you were deaf from birth, that was it, right?
Exactly.
End of story. No one even thought about it. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to sound crazy. You think anybody that had been deaf and then finally could hear, like after a year or two, was like, I'm tired of hearing them.
Turn it back off.
I think,
turn it back off.
Yeah, you wonder if it's like reading the comments on social media.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm hearing what everyone's saying at tables sitting around me, that kind of thing. Not conversing with my friends, but like, the hell is wrong with
they're just
people
walking around with headphones on now.
Like, I mean, I'm that age, right? Like, I remember being in high school and going on America Online. And we were like, the internet, like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Then it was like social media came in, like this is the greatest thing of all time. Now I'm like, hey, God damn it, I hate Facebook.
Right.
I get enough of the Instagram comments.
They should shut this down.
I wonder how much it changes your dreams, right? Because you dream. But if you, like, we might have a dream where we're talking to each other.
I thought you meant aspirations.
Oh, no. No, no.
Like now that I can hear, I can do anything.
When they're sleeping. You know what I mean? Like, if you, or if you're blind, if you've never seen anything, what do you see in a dream? If you've never heard anything,
right,
do you even hear anything in a dream?
Right. Does it?
Is there a concept in your brain that allows, you know, for something you've never, ever, ever experienced?
Right.
I always wonder about
that. I feel you.
And does, like, natural instinct take over? Like, if you saw, like, a big cat, but you never heard it roar, would you not be scared of it?
I mean, you probably recognize it might want to attack, but you might not know how ferocious it sounds. Or you might do the opposite, right? So there's a lion. You finally hear it roar. You go, that's in line with what this thing looks like.
Yeah.
So then you expect every big cat to do that. And then you hear a cheetah, and you're like, that thing's a bitch.
Meow.
Yeah, meow.
Are they that quiet?
Yeah. There's only, what, three big cats actually roar, the rest of them, it's like a meow.
Right. It's a tiger that does, I think a panther. Jaguar
panther
does, and a panther.
Yeah, lion too.
Yeah. Lions are roar.
Right.
That's a roar. They don't do, like the MGM lion, that's a tiger's roar.
Oh, is it?
That's a tiger's roar behind it.
Are you kidding
damn
me?
Damn it.
No.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
You just wrecked my world, dude.
Spoiler alert.
Wow. That's lame.
You went through all that trouble to have a real lion there to film it.
Yeah.
And it's not his roar?
Nope.
You know what we call that? Got David Proust. You can dress as Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
But your voice, you sound like a punk ass. So we're going to get the tiger that is James Earl Jones to do the voice.
Right. Yeah.
Lion. I don't know why, Mike. That's going to piss me off
I'm
all
sorry
day.
Lions just sound like old dudes getting out of chairs.
My kids even ask me, why do you make noise every time you get up? I don't realize I'm doing it. You know? And I'm like, dude, I'm just old.
There's a dermatologist that wants to reinforce to people that they do not need to take a complicated shower to take care of your skin.
No.
There's a lot of influencers that are out there that you need to take this shower with this scrub and this, that, and this exfoliant and doing this. And
tell you how to do everything more complicated than it needs to be. Right. That seems to be generally what an influencer does, so I don't listen to them.
And she's not saying that doing that doesn't have a positive effect.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying it's not necessary.
Yeah, you don't need to.
You know, look, I have taken short showers. I've taken good, long, cleansing, refreshing showers. I get the appeal of all of it. It's not required.
No, not at all.
Clean yourself, get out the shower.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do. A company in the UK has launched a 5,000 British pound sex cruise.
I read about this. The rules are a little weird. They're kind of more like a swingers club.
It
sure.
Is.
As far as the rules. So in other words, as a single person, male, you cannot get a ticket on that ship.
Correct.
So
oh,
you,
that
you
is
can
like
only,
the same
you,
rules.
You can only go if you
can
have,
as a woman.
Yeah. You can
of
as
course.
A woman. And a woman can bring her man. A man cannot bring her woman kind of thing. The woman has to be the one that signs up
right.
for it.
You and can't then, lie about your wife being on the boat.
Correct. Out. Correct. So, yeah. So that's
yeah. My wife's on a different deck. She's totally here.
He's close. Not deck. He meant something else.
Right.
The problem is, she's 9 times out of 10, when you see the people that want to take those cruises,
yeah.
you don't want to be on that cruiser.
Correct. Correct.
I mean, that's, like I said, we went over to the topless pool at the Wynn, I believe it was, me and Batman. Like, hey, man, it's topless on the other side. Our wives were like, go have fun. So we're like, yeah. It was awful.
Yes.
It was awful. I mean,
it's all dudes.
We didn't want to make it too obvious because basically we walked over there like, we're cool. We get in the pool. We both look around and it's like, Jesus, I don't want to see her boobs, but if we just leave immediately, we make it clear.
Well, and you do need to bring the proper attire as well because they have a lot of different themed nights. They have, you know, like a masquerade party thing. They got like a, you know, furry party thing. They got
I don't want to do all
dominatrix
that,
party
I'm
thing.
I'm just here to have sex. It's called a sex cruise.
Yeah.
I don't want any of your themes.
I mean, I'm down for a couple themes, but I'm with you.
What theme is Ted going? As we're looking at the theme menu, what night
Cowboys and cowgirls.
Mascots.
See you there.
No. Mascots are for enjoyment, not sexual gratification.
Yeah, Mike.
God. That's a furry. And no offense to the furry people. I don't kink shame. I'm just going to stay in my room tonight.
I'm not coming out.
But cowboys and cowgirls.
Woo!
Yeehaw. Got my six shooter. Bam!
A sheriff in Florida is warning families about a new social media trend, the door-kicking challenge.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's not going to end well.
That's exactly what he said.
Especially in Florida.
Yeah,
that's
like, man,
exactly what he said.
Don't do that.
I think like you can be 5 and go to a Walmart and buy a gun there.
That's exactly what he said.
Yes!
Like, you guys are begging to get shot.
You absolutely are, yes.
Because your goal is to not just kick the door, kick it in. You are trying to kick it as hard as you can to kick the door in.
I think 100% of people I know that own guns, if you kick open their door while they're home, they're going to shoot you.
Yes.
I mean, without
ding dong ditch is annoying, but nobody's going to get that mad that a teenager rang your doorbell and ran off or a
correct.
Kid. Correct. You kick in my door. You're right. I'm going to be frightened.
Right.
And
it's a different response entirely.
If somebody ding dong ditches you, you are not going to the door with gun in hand. If somebody kicks my door in, I'm sorry. I'm not going to the door first. I'm going to the safe first.
Yeah.
A group in Pittsburgh has brought back their nude bowling event, and that's all I'm going to call it, is the nude bowling event.
Get out of town.
I can guess.
It's bees out bowling.
Yeah, I can guess what that's about.
And no, why do we need to be naked?
Bring the whole family. Look, come on down.
I understand that.
You said, wait, they're bringing it back?
Yeah,
it's
bringing
it back.
This was a thing.
Yeah.
And they decide, you know, remember the good old days when we got naked and bowled, Fred? Yeah, Billy.
And look,
let's bring that back.
Maybe I just don't understand it. I get making fun with it and having a good time with it. Okay, yeah, we want to be naked. Why is our society obsessed with going back to nudity?
Frank bought his own ball.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You could look at it from this angle, too. They always have pajama bowling night. Maybe people are like, I sleep naked. Can I have a night?
I mean,
you gotta have everything's gotta
be. You ever
been
one of those rockin' bowls at night, man, where they crank up the tunes?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, they got all the neon
blast.
Lights
it's
going.
And everybody's clothed.
Because you know what I mean?
That's part of the reason I like it.
Everybody is clothed.
And then again, think about most people you see bowling. Again, I don't want to see you naked.
What if you drop ketchup on it? Still having fries.
Hey, Ted, you got a little ketchup on your... Yeah, there you go, bud.
Oh, God.
Ketchup on your D.
Eating naked with just bowling shoes
on. You can probably cook food on yours.
I'll drop some nacho cheese on it.
Watch, I cracked an egg on Ted's junk.
Nacho cheese in my pubic hair, man.
The hairs are standing up on your arms now. Ted, you dropped some nacho cheese down there.
Oh. That's why I think it's a bad idea to eat naked.
Yes! That's terrible.
Well, his are so hot, it probably cool it down.
Yeah, I mean, feeding a girl a strawberry is one thing, but...
Screw blowing on it, just... Hey. A couple in West Virginia were arrested after they were found driving in a stolen RV, but they weren't just driving miles.
What else were they doing?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good job it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Ms. Miranda Knowles of Nanaimo, British Columbia. Now, for her entire life, Miranda has been a sleepwalker, and she sleepwalks up to 10 times a month. But the weird thing is, she often ends up doing productive things, right? So even though she never remembers doing them, she's done things that include cleaning, putting Christmas decorations away, crafted items, prepared food, bathed, which seems really dangerous. She's even done laundry, which I actually, to be honest with you, if you're going to sleepwalk and do chores, that's the perfect combo. Well, earlier this week, she discovered a mostly empty food bag sitting at her front door outside. She couldn't figure it out, picked up the bag. There's basically nothing in it. So she reviewed her doorbell camera footage and her DoorDash order history and discovered what was going on there. Her delivery had, in fact, made it to her door. She had spent $8 to DoorDash a single packet of honey mustard, and they delivered it and left it at the front door. Because the way she said it, she's like, I picked up the bag. I thought someone ate the food because the only thing, quote unquote, left was a honey mustard packet. Then when she reviewed her footage, she realized, like, I literally ordered a single honey mustard packet. For $8, they delivered it to her door.
There you go. Enjoy it.
Yeah. She does point out she does like honey mustard. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.